And so let's go to the plus button and go further. What do we have going on here?
Before her stroke, she did a lot of crafts, and this kind of gets back to that. She was allowed to tell people about this crafting project that she'd done.
I see.
And the pins that she'd made for this particular
group. Oh, so she made pins for all the other women in the Red Hat group. And so now, through these photos, she can explain that to folks, and that's what she's done.
She's passing them out in the pictures and showing the ladies them.
Now, was she part of Red Hat before the stroke?
No. No, this is a new thing. Her daughters wanted to do something for her to have so that she could have an additional social outlet and sort of give her an opportunity to get back out in the most of her life.
And I think that she also started this after she had the communication device.
Yes.
Because before that, she would have really struggled to try to communicate to strangers or even people that she knew in that kind of setting.
With such a limited verbal vocabulary.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we already see that the social network of people with severe aphasia following stroke just gets so narrowed down. And when you can stabilize it and maybe in this case even expand it, I mean, it's a real contribution. And she loves it. I mean, you look at those pictures closely and she gets it. Oh, here's another picture. Lots of activity. Once again, heavy on contact.